This is Radio on the Go, keeping you informed with news breaks every hour throughout the day. Plus, free anytime at radioonthego.com.
With the kids out of school, now then begins the busy summer schedule. Hi, this is Debbie Silver with First Bank Hampton. Between ball games and other fun summer events, there always seems to be a limited time to do your banking. That's why we offer free online and mobile banking. With a click of your mouse or a touch of your phone screen, you can check balances, transfer money, or even pay bills with our free bill pay service. So relax, enjoy your summer, and take us with you wherever you go with online and mobile banking. First Bank Hampton is member FDIC.
Welcome to the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program, brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you'll hear a feature interview from the Radio on the Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
Today's guest on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program is Jessica Tierney, Executive Director of the North Iowa Women's Self-Defense Initiative. Tierney will be teaching a free special women's self-defense seminar in the near future that had to be rescheduled from last month because of the weather.
My degree is in psychology, and when I first got out of college, that was kind of my foot in the door job was at Crisis Intervention Service, and I was working directly with victims of sexual assault and domestic violence, and it really got me interested in the violence against women field, of course, but also more into the concept of self-defense, because I think so often women will say something, I wish I would have fought back, but when you have no training in how to do that, I got into self-defense training, it would have been in 1998, and since then I've taken a lot of classes. I've done a lot of individual weapons classes, different things. So self-defense is actually a pretty broad field.
I would take there's a lot of components to this type of stuff.
There really is, and my biggest goal when I have somebody take a class is to get them to not be targeted to begin with. So we'll talk about predator mindset, about how they troll for victims, the red flag behaviors that you'll see in them, because if you can spot these guys early on, obviously that's going to keep you safer. And we focus on the basics of situational awareness, de-escalation skills, your verbal assertiveness skills, your physical presence. We talk about combat mindset, working through fear, and then we get into, obviously, the physical stuff also.
With what we know today and everything, I mean, self-defense in general has a lot of it changed, though. I mean, like you mentioned, the mindset or the techniques that you have to use.
I think especially when you're doing women's self-defense, we need to be realistic about, because what's going to work well for you in an attack scenario is not necessarily what's going to work well for me in an attack scenario. And to realize that, you know, I've seen a lot of really fancy finger locks and these really cool moves, but what happens when you're in a really adrenalized state, like I've attacked you, your hearing goes and your fine motor skills go. And so what we need to focus on is nice big body movements that are going to be easy to perform even when you're in an adrenalized state.
Let's talk about the seminar that's coming up here in early June. Why don't you tell folks about it?
We're going to be at Willowbrook Mall here in Mason City. That is on June 9th from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. It's being sponsored by the Mason City Community Policing Department. They've done this for the past several years now. It is free of charge, and it's appropriate for, I would say, ages like 13 and up. And people do not have to sign up or register anywhere. They can just come on in.
What about if folks want to find out more information, not only about the seminar, what you provide? Is there a website or something?
Yes, we're at www.northiowawomensdefense.com.
Anything else you want to add?
I think one of the things that people don't always think about with self-defense is it really is a lot of mindset. You can learn all kinds of fancy, awesome moves, but when it comes down to it, if you're not willing to use it, it's not going to do you any good. So that's something that we have to work through, because women in particular, we're socialized to be nice people, to be compliant, to be soft-spoken. And the idea of if you are attacking a woman's child, she will become a rabid wolverine. But a lot of times if you're attacking a woman directly, they don't put that same level of force or fight into it.
And your teachings Have you had a lot of people come back over the years and say, thank you, I was able to do A, B, C, or D, and it helped?
There actually have been a few who faced an actual physical attack. A lot of times more what we see is, and even like during class when we're talking about some of those predator behaviors and women that have come together in a group, you'll see them kind of start looking at each other, and it's, you know, it's Bob from work. You know, they're identifying people in their life that are doing some of those red flag behaviors, which again doesn't necessarily mean automatically that he's a predator, but it's somebody who is not paying attention to boundaries, who is doing things or saying things that are inappropriate. So a lot of times it's more of that eye-opener in that direction.
Our thanks to Jessica Tierney, today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is featured as part of the Radio On The Go stream and is also part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
With the kids out of school, now then begins the busy summer schedule. Hi, this is Debbie Silver with First Bank Hampton. Between ball games and other fun summer events, there always seems to be a limited time to do your banking. That's why we offer free online and mobile banking. With a click of your mouse or a touch of your phone screen, you can check balances, transfer money, or even pay bills with our free bill pay service. So relax, enjoy your summer, and take us with you wherever you go with online and mobile banking. First Bank Hampton is member FDIC.